Good morning. Are you getting ready for Christmas? You want to sing some Christmas songs this morning? We will do that. Glad that you're here. Hope you feel Christ's presence. Does anybody feel Christ's presence yet? We're going to invite him in. Let's do that. Father, in the name of Jesus, we exalt your holy name. We pray that you'd send your Holy Spirit, that our praises would please you, that our very thoughts would please you. We pray that everything we do brings honor and glory to you. We thank you for this precious gift of your Son, Jesus, that you, God, you yourself would become flesh and dwell among us. We love you, we praise you, and we worship you. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. I want to also also welcome our live stream audience. Stand if you are able as we worship together.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and down.
Please be seated. We will have our Advent reading and candle lighting.
Well, good morning. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews?" After they had heard the king, they went on their way. And the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. Today we light the third candle of Advent, the candle of joy. With this candle, we remember and celebrate that the only lasting joy to be found in life is through Christ our Lord. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation.
Amen, amen.
Angels, we have heard. Oh,
Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise this morning. And please be seated.
I want to ask Claire Watkins if she will walk forward. Oh, maybe she has to be carried forward. Bring your mom, bring your crew, your peeps. This is little Claire, y'all. Yeah, just come right down there. This is little Claire and Jessica, mom, and friends. Awesome, awesome, awesome. We come this morning to dedicate little Miss Claire. I'm standing right in the way. I'm sorry. I would kneel, but I wouldn't be able to get back up. How about that? How about I do this? Can everybody see? Okay, Jessica. So as mom, Claire. She's mesmerized by all of y'all. Yeah. So Jessica, I just ask you, will you raise this little girl in the ways of Christ to know how precious and loved she is? Okay. Sorry, I've got to get up here now. We're going to pray. Y'all scrunch in, put a hand on whoever you can reach. Hi, Claire. We're going to pray for you. All right, let's pray. Father, I know how deeply you love Claire, and we love her too. Would you, Father, we pray blessings on her. We dedicate her to you and to your service and to your care. Would you bless Jessica as she raises her, God, and these friends and this family that comes around her, God. We are grateful for your love. You sent Jesus for Claire. And we pray blessings in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. 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 By the way, Jessica has served our children in this church for how many years, Jessica?
13.
It's only 13 years. Y'all can all be seated. Amen. All right, children, it's time to come up and hear the children's message.
There I am. Hey, guys. How are y'all? Are y'all excited to be here today? Yes. All right. Well, I'm excited to be here today. What is coming?
Christmas
is coming. Are you excited? It's just a wonderful, fun, lots of things happening. Christmas trees, Christmas lights. You get Christmas presents. Oh, yes, we don't want to forget the Christmas presents. You are absolutely right. Well, I don't have any presents under my tree yet, so no one's wrapped any at my house. So I guess I better get busy, right? Do you have presents under your tree?
Yeah.
No, you got your tree, Christmas tree all put up and lights put up. Have y'all been to Christmas parties or anything? I went to a Christmas party last week. Yeah. So Christmas is a wonderful, wonderful time of the year. So who can tell me why do we celebrate Christmas? Timothy. It is Jesus' birthday. He was born so long ago to Mary and Joseph, and he was born in a stable, right? In a little manger, right? And that's what we celebrate. God loves us so much that he sent his son Jesus into this world. Did Jesus stay a baby? No, he grew up to be a man, didn't he? Did God have a plan for Jesus, for us? Yes, Jesus was going to save us. That's right. So as I was putting up my Christmas tree, I got to thinking, I put something on my tree every year, and I didn't realize how many I had put on my tree. But I put lots of angel. So this is one of my angels I have on my tree. I didn't bring them all because I had way too many. And then I also put up lots of nativities, and I have angels at a nativity, right? Yeah, and then I have another little sweet little angel here. Yes. And then I have another ornament that I hang on my tree. It's a little angel. Yeah, that looks like she's praying, right? Yeah, that's a little angel there. Y'all see it? And then I always hang this angel on my tree. We hand painted these ornaments years ago. So yeah, it's very special to me. And then I have one more angel. Do you know what I put on the top of my tree? An angel. You're right. I put an angel on the top of my tree. A lot of people put stars, but I found this angel one year and it was so special. And I thought, you know what it reminds me of? God. God, you sent angels to send special messages to different people. Did you know that? Yeah. Angels are very important to the Christmas story. Okay. So did you know that an angel came to visit Mary? Yes. And that angel said, Mary, you will have a baby. And that baby will be God's son. Your mom has a headband like that? Okay. And then an angel also went to visit Joseph. And the angel said, do not be afraid. Believe all that Mary has told, all that Mary tells you. And then the angel also went to visit some shepherds out in the field. Do y'all know that part of the story? Where the shepherds were out in the field and they were watching sheep and these angels appeared out there. So how would you feel if you were watching sheep and an angel appeared? Would you be afraid? Would you be excited? Okay. All right. So when the angels appeared to the shepherds, they told them the greatest news of all. And I'm going to read it to you, and it's found in Luke 2. 8 through 14, it says, and there were the shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. Those shepherds were scared. Okay. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people today. In the town of David, a Savior has been born. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men whom his favor rests. So those angels told the shepherds. So did the shepherds just stay there? No. What did they do? They went. So after they went, did you think they did? Did they tell other people about Jesus? Yes, because the angel had told them. And so they went to see Jesus and then they told other people, right? So is that good news just for the shepherds that Jesus was born? No. Who else? Good news for everyone. That is right. It is good news for all of us. We need to share that good news of Jesus with everyone we meet. Do you tell anybody about Jesus? No? Maybe? Yeah. So I'm going to ask you this week to tell someone about Jesus. Can y'all tell someone about Jesus this week? Okay. So next week, I'm going to ask you if you told somebody about Jesus. Okay. Can you do that? And do you know what you might say to them? You might say, do you know what? Christmas is coming. It's Jesus's birthday. That's all you have to say. Okay, but we want to share that good news of Jesus with everyone because we don't want to keep it to ourselves, do we? No, just like those shepherds didn't keep it to themselves, they continued telling others about that good news. So let's go out and tell others about Jesus. All right, let's say a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day, and I thank you that you love us, and I thank you that that you cared so much about us that you sent your son Jesus as a baby, and that we celebrate that Jesus came and he was born in a stable, in a manger, and that God, you had a plan for him, Lord, and you sent him for each one of us, and you loved us so much. And I thank you for your love for us, and just bless us as we go through Children's Church and bless these boys and girls and our families, and just watch over us. We love you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's go.
Can we tell someone about Jesus as well? Well, I'm going to ask you next week. No, I'm just like Carlene. Carlene will ask you next week. So, if you, we again want to welcome our live stream audience. And for all of you, if you would register your attendance through our app, that would be wonderful. We'd appreciate that. A few things that I want to mention this morning. First of all, you know, the Advent, this Advent week is the theme is joy. How many of you send out the little Christmas cards with the family picture or the grandkids or the kids? Or a few of you? I'm not even sure you're even out there. Is anybody out there? A few of you do that? Well, I saw one that expressed joy, and I thought it was awesome. I wanted to show you my favorite joy Christmas card. Go ahead, Paige. Hello. That's a nice one. You like that? Should we move on? Okay. Never mind. Aw. Hey, look, that's joy right there. Okay. All right. So, a few announcements. So, I want to mention is there's an insert in your bulletin about the memorial or honorary stars that we have, and there was some confusion. I mentioned this last week about what we do with that and so forth. If you do one of the stars or several of the stars or whatever, they will be put on our Christmas tree over here at the end of the season after Christmas Day. You're welcome to take those, and you can put them on your Christmas tree or give those to someone or whatever. That's how that will work. Today at 2 o'clock, is our Christmas workshop. If you've not been a part of Christmas workshop before, you're missing a treat. It's great to see the joy in all the children and all the servants that come and bless those children. Also, Christmas Eve at 5:30, we will have our annual Christmas Eve service, and that's usually a packed out service, so you might want to get here just a little bit early for that. Christmas Day and New Year's Day, we will have only one service those 2 days and no Sunday school. And the service will be the 10:45 service. Allow everyone to kind of wake up and do whatever they want to do with their family before they come to church that day. And then also another plea for you to get your picture made. I shamed 3 families into it in the early service. I'm just saying. So if you haven't had your picture made for our directory, we'd love for you to do that. If you would stand, if you're able, as we recite the Apostles' Creed, this wonderful creed that Christians have been saying this creed for around 2,000 years. And so we say that in unison. And there's Christians all over the world saying it this morning. So if you will recite with me. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Universal Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. If you would, as we go into this time of prayer, if you would just spend a couple of minutes just telling the Lord how you feel about him, thank him for coming and to save us, all the blessings he's given us. Just take a moment and do that. Father, you are holy, are mighty. We love you. We praise you. We thank you for this precious gift that you have given of yourself. That you, O God, have become flesh and dwelt among us. That you came because you love us. You came to save us. You came to be a blessing to us, to show us how to walk out our faith. We rejoice in that today, through this season, and through every day. God, may we never lose sight of that precious gift. Father, we're also mindful that this is a difficult time for some people. This may be the first Christmas where a chair has been empty. Would your comfort fall on those that need comfort? Father, we thank you for that precious gift of life you give us. Through Christ, we have life, abundant life, life today, life eternal. We rejoice in that. We thank you that you are the God of comfort. You are the God of peace. Lord, be with the children today. May this be a day that they remember, that we remember, just for the joy. And Lord, as we talk about that word joy, I'm reminded in Hebrews that you tell us in your word that it was the joy set before Jesus that caused him, motivated him to endure the cross. It was the joy set before him that he endured the cross. And the joy was our salvation, our reconciliation. Pray now the prayer, Jesus, that you taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Just a reminder, our at each one of our exit doors is a offering box that you can place your offering in there as we worship and as you leave. There's also, you can also give electronically through our website or our app. Thank you for your financial faithfulness, church. In Jesus' name.
Singing glory, glory, hallelujah.
Okay, Christmas cards. Does anybody ever send out Christmas cards with the family? And joy is our theme for this Advent Sunday. Are we caught up? There we go. The world's greatest joy Christmas card right there. All the moms in the sanctuary are cringing. I don't know, when our girls were little. Oh, I won't go there. Never mind. Let's just say picture day was stressful, okay? Picture day was stressful with little ones. So I hope you feel the love of Christ in this place. Anybody feel the love of Christ, His Spirit? If you are our guest this morning, we're especially glad that you're here. There's a card in the seat pocket in front of you that has a blue stripe and it says guest registration. We'd love for you to register your attendance with us. We're really glad that you're here. At the end of the service, I'll be out at this end of the foyer and would love to meet you. I have a free gift for you. Turn with me to Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. Beginning in verse 21. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise him, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he had been conceived. When the time of their purification according to the law of Moses had been completed, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. Verse 25. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel. The Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too. Let's pray. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Speak in power and authority and transform our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. So, continuing the Advent sermon series, Heaven Sent. Heaven Sent. We've talked about Mary's first Christmas, Joseph's first Christmas. Today's message is Simeon's first Christmas. I ran across this picture of, they didn't have, you know, Polaroids back in those days, but just an artist rendition of what that scene might have looked like. I love this. Go ahead and show that. Yeah. Just Simeon, just thanking God just for fulfilling his promises. We'll talk more about that. But, as we talked about Mary and Joseph, a couple of things strikes me that they had in common. Number one, in both cases, when the angel appeared to them, they said, don't be afraid. And also, in both cases, the angel proclaimed that the baby's name would be Jesus, which means that he saves, that there's this message of salvation, even in his very name. So, what can we learn from Simeon? I think about Simeon, he was just this godly man. He said he was a righteous man, and he's kind of going about his business, and God gives him this promise. So what can we learn from Simeon? First thing we can learn from Simeon, we learn to know God's word. Know God's word. Verse 25, there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel. So So how did Simeon, he knew the Messiah was coming. He knew the Messiah was foretold. How did he know that? He had read God's word. He knew the Messiah was to come. And I'll just say this, if ever church, is this on? If ever we need to know God's word, man, it's today. I'm telling you, we live in a confused culture, messed up. And we as Christians, we're swimming upstream. We should be swimming upstream. But I won't mention the name of this particular person, but there's a high-profile Christian person that I just read this weekend that's saying stuff that contradicts God's word. And this is a high-profile person in the Christian community. And I'm just like, have you read this? Have you even read this? I mean, because everything they were saying contradicted God's word. We must know God's word, church. God has something to say about everything. Everything, every decision we face in life, every action that we take, God has spoken. And guess what? That's the only opinion that matters. My opinion doesn't matter. Your opinion doesn't matter. Our culture's opinion doesn't matter. The latest poll doesn't matter. God's word matters. So, if we amen to that, do we know it? Do we read it? We must know God's word. Simeon knew God's word. He knew that there was a Messiah to come, and he was waiting. Leads me on to the second point. From Simeon, we learn to follow the Spirit of God. So he knew God's word that this Messiah was to come, and he followed the Spirit of God. Listen in verse 25. The Holy Spirit was upon him. It was upon Simeon. Well, I want to take a second right there. The Holy Spirit was upon him, and I say this phrase a lot. We need to press in to God. Press in. What does that mean? It's like put ourselves in a position to hear from him. And you know what? Our enemy's, one of his greatest weapons against us is busyness. You know, God and reading his word and trying to be in harmony with him. I mean, we got all this stuff that we're doing, boom, 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 all these things, and all that falls down here somewhere, if we're being honest. We need to press into the Spirit. The Holy Spirit was upon Simeon. It had revealed to him. The Holy Spirit had revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Moved by the Spirit, he went to the temple courts. Do you hear that? Oh, three times it talks. He was the Spirit was upon him. The Spirit had spoken to him, and the Spirit moved him to action. It almost sounds like we should be listening to the Spirit, huh? We should be seeking that. From Simeon, we learn to follow the Spirit of God. Third, from Simeon, we learn to trust in the promises of God. Trust in the promises of God. He says in verse 29, I love this. He's led by the Spirit. He goes and he sees this Messiah and he says, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, the Lord had promised him, you now dismiss your servant in peace. God said, Simeon, you're not going to die until you see the Messiah, until you see the Christ. And God promised, and we can trust in his promise. Did you know that God is always, not sometimes, God is always good for his promises. He's always good for his promises. And there's so many promises in Scripture that God gives us. I'm just going to list a few here, just highlight a few. First thing, God promises relationship with him. He promised us to be in relationship with him. All the way back to Abraham, he told Abraham, and he was speaking about the nation of Israel, he said, I will be your God, and you will be my people. There will be this connection, this relationship. And he goes on to say that, or we learned through Scripture, that through Christ we are grafted into that promise. We are part of that promise. Hebrews, God said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. He doesn't say, most of the time I won't leave you, most of the time I won't forsake you. No, he says, never. I'm always with you. Jesus said it this way, I will ask the Father and he will give you another counselor to be with you most of the time. Is anybody listening? No, to be with you forever. The Spirit of Truth. He lives with you and will be in you. I don't know about you, but I feel totally inadequate and humbled that the God of the universe has chosen to make his home right here. Isn't that amazing? You know, in the Old Testament, they carried around the presence of God in the ark. You know, they had to follow him around. But Jesus said, I'm gonna send the Holy Spirit, and he's going to live right here. That's amazing. God promises to have a relationship with us, to be with us. God promises comfort and healing for the brokenhearted. I say this a lot of times when I'm doing funerals because I think it's important for families to hear this. But in 1 Thessalonians, they're debating this whole idea of the resurrection and so forth. And he basically says that Christians, those in Christ, grieve, but not as those who have no hope. So we're not exempt from grieving, church, but our grief is different. Our grief has something attached to it, and it's hope. And hope has a name. His name is Jesus. So when we grieve, Jesus grieves with us. I love the shortest verse of the Bible. Somebody shout it out. Jesus wept. He's on his way to raise Lazarus from the dead, and he encounters his sister who's weeping because he's dead. And Jesus knows what he's getting ready to do. He's fixing to go raise him. And I said this is at a service this week. And if I'd have been Jesus, thank goodness I'm not, but if I'd have been Jesus, I'd have thrown out my chest and said, hold on, watch this. That's what I would have said. But you know what Jesus did? He wept. It's because he draws near to the brokenhearted. He's close to those who are crushed in spirit. He knew that soon this grieving was going to turn to rejoicing. But he, in that moment, his sisters needed someone to cry with them. Man, that's an awesome God right there. He draws near to the brokenhearted. Jesus said, he's healed me. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to set the captives free. Psalms 34, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. That's good stuff. Another promise. God promises peace beyond our circumstances. Jesus says, my peace I leave with you, not as the world gives, but I'm giving you my peace. And the world's peace is like this. If everybody likes me, I got plenty of money, everybody's healthy, and everything lines up in perfect the way it's supposed to be, which is about 30 minutes out of our lifetime, right? Because it's never all in alignment. Something's messed up all the time. Jesus said, I don't give peace as the world gives. I give my peace. Transcends understanding and circumstances. That's a promise that we have. And here, man, you want to know an awesome God? Listen to this. Jesus said, come to me all who are weary and burdened, and you'll find rest. Now that's an awesome God that gives us rest. Anybody besides me need rest? Just rest for our souls because we get ourselves tied in knots. Another promise. God promises eternal life. And it's not just life that someday when we die we'll have eternal life. He promises us life right now. Eternity starts right now. That's the life that he gives us. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So sin, I see it so many times. I know some of you retired pastors, man, how many times do we have to deal with this? But But sin destroys. I don't know why I'm saying this, but I just read it this morning. I don't remember the town, but it was somewhere in Texas. This school superintendent had placed a video camera, tried to secretly place a video camera in the girls' locker room, and he got caught. And they had discovered it, and they saw from the school cameras that he was the one that entered in and did it. And so, I mean, the case was strong against him, and they actually had come and arrested him, and he was out on bail and everything, and he committed suicide the next day. Sin destroys us. Sin destroys us. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. If we confess with our mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God is raising from the dead, you will be saved. You will name him Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. Sin destroys, Jesus saves. Somebody print a t-shirt. Come on. Number four, from Simeon we learn that God always comes through. Not sometimes, not most of the time. He always comes through. Simeon, how long had he been waiting? How long had he been waiting? We don't know. It could have been years, decades. We don't know. But the Lord had promised him that he would see the Messiah before he died. However long he'd been waiting, he sees this Christ child and he holds him. I love that. It says he took him in his arms. And he said, "My eyes have seen your salvation. Now you can dispatch me in peace. My eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." Church, have you, like Simeon, have you looked him in the eye? He promises us eternal life. I wasn't planning on sharing this today, but I shared it in the first service, and I will again. If you've been here for very long, you've heard my testimony and stuff, but I was taken back to 2 months. My brother was killed in September of 2000 in a pipeline blast. It just happened like that. 2 months, and Jay was big brother, and how many little brothers do we have in the room? Little brothers know squat, right? To big brother. Big brother, we don't know diddly. And it was probably accurate, I didn't know diddly. But I was not in ministry yet, but Jay called me 2 months before the accident. He called me and he said, "Jeff, I want you to, would you talk to someone who's struggling? Who's struggling with their very salvation?" And he said, and this person came from a church tradition that basically said, "You've been divorced, you're damaged goods." And this person was struggling with that. And first, let me stop right there and say, guess what? That's why Jesus hung on the cross. Did you know that? Because we are damaged goods, all of us. So he said, "Would you talk to this person?" He said, They feel like that they're damaged goods from how they've been raised. And I said, yeah, I'll talk to them. Which was a totally strange and weird call that Jay would do that, because number one, he never asked me for anything important. He might have asked, "Hey man, give me $5 or something like that. But he never asked anything from me that profound like this. And he said, "I'm going to hand him the phone." He said, "Before I hand him the phone, I want you to know I know what Jesus did for me." And I thought, what a strange statement that Jay was making to me. And I said, and we were both raised with godly parents and been in church, and we knew the Lord. And I remember thinking, And I said to Jay, I said, Jay, I know that. He goes, no, I want you to know. I know what Jesus did for me. I'm just having trouble to communicate this with this person. And he handed this person the phone, and I had a conversation with them. 2 months later, I'm in the hospital, and I'm the last one to talk to Jay before he passed away. I believe with all my heart that Jesus gave us that gift, gave the family that gift of assurance. Jay got it. Jay confessed. He had before, but he confessed to me right there with his mouth that Jesus is Lord. I know what Jesus has done for me. And the promise is, confess and believe and you'll be saved. Jesus always comes through. So have we looked into the Savior's eyes like Simeon did, church? Trying to earn our way and all that stuff doesn't, as the great theologian Larry the Cable Guy said, doesn't get her done. We need to look in the Savior's eyes and see who He is and profess Him as Lord. My eyes have seen His salvation, the gift of God. Have we had that kind of a moment with the Lord? This is what the season is about. This is what Advent is about. This is what Christmas is about. That God loved us so much that He sent Jesus so that we could look Him in the eye and have a relationship with Him, and He could save us from our sins. I just ask you, if you would, just bow your heads. The praise team wants to come on up. And just hear this prayer and respond if you need to. Lord, thank You for Jesus. We thank You for the precious gift of Jesus so that we might be saved. And Lord, Holy Spirit, in this place, if there's those this morning that don't know You in that way, they think that maybe going to church is good enough, or just kind of, I believe, but I really never have really professed You as Lord, surrendered to You as Lord. If there's someone in the room this morning like that, Lord, would You, Holy Spirit, would You move in their heart? Move in their mind. Show them who You are, how much You love them, and how precious You are to them. Thank You for the gift of Jesus. Thank You for that gift of eternal life through Him. May we see, may we look into Your eyes, Jesus, and proclaim, my eyes have seen Your salvation. We pray it in the powerful and mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So as we rise, if you are able, as we close our service, and please don't leave this place if you don't know Jesus in that way, if you've not looked in His eyes and proclaimed Him as Lord and Savior, please pull me aside before you leave today. Let's talk. We'll have a couple of folks in the front here. If you would like prayer for anything at all, please come at the end of the service and they will pray with you. And I will be out at this end of the foyer. Would love to greet you and greet our guests. Have you looked at the Savior eye to eye? Like Simeon said, my eyes have seen your salvation. Have you done that, church? If we've done that, then we have something to tell. So go and tell. In the name of Jesus, amen.
All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so
this is Pastor Jeff Hatcher with Wiley Methodist Church in Abilene, Texas. I want to thank you for listening to this message from God's Word today. If you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, He loves you and He wants to be your friend and your Savior. If that is you, I ask you to pray this prayer with me. Lord, I confess that I am a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of my sin. I ask you to come into my heart and be my Lord and my Savior and wash me as white as snow. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer today for the first time, I invite you to do four things. First of all, tell someone, share this decision with someone. We are better together than we are alone. And then also, I ask you to consider being baptized. Jesus himself set the example for us by being baptized himself, and he encourages us to do the same. And then I ask you to consider finding a Bible-believing and Bible-preaching church and plug in. Again, we are better together than alone. And then finally, I ask you to get into God's Word. It's not just because it is makes us a better person, but also because it is the living Word, and God speaks to us through His Word. The Gospel of John is a great place to begin. If I can help you be of any sort of assistance through this process, you can contact me at my email address, jhatcher@wileymethodist.org. God bless you.